Following shiur is being recorded for TorahDownloads.com, a project of the Yehuda Mann Foundation, Le'ilui Nishmas Yehuda Aryeh ben Yoshua Yakir. Perach of Dalet Beveir Yiras Hachit, explaining fear of sin. Hinei Re'osenu Hamida Hazos, the fact that we see this Mida, Nimnes Achar Kol Hamidos Hatovos, that it is listed after all the previous the Midos that we had, Asher Zachanu Adhina, that we've mentioned up until now, Dailanu Lahai Reinu Al Inyana, that's enough to show us the insight about what it is, Sheroi Sheyiya Vadai Inyan Nichbud Beikari Me'od, that it for sure is something very honorable and very fundamental, the Kosher Lahasigoso, and it is very difficult to attain. Shekvalo Yuchala Hagia Ilov, because you're not able to reach it, Elamisha Kvar Hisig Kol Amidos Shakodim Zichram, only if you have attained all the other Midos that we have already mentioned. Omnam, however, Tzorech Shenachtim, we have to precede this with, Ki Mini Hayira Heim Shnaim Shem Shlosha, because the aspects of Yira are two, which are three. Harishona Kalame Oda Hasiga, the first one is very easy to attain. Ein Davar Kal Kamahu, and nothing is as easy to attain as it is. Ve'ashniya Koshe Min HaKol, the second is much more difficult than anything. Ushlimusa Kamochein Shleimus Godom Od, but its completion is something that is extremely high in completion. Yesh Yiras HaOnesh, there's fear of punishment. V'zoha Min HaRishon, and that's the first category. Ve'yesh Yiras HaRomamus, and then there's fear of Hashem's exaltedness. And this is the second category. That fear of sin is a secondary aspect of it. And now I'll explain what their aspects are about and their distinctions. Fear of sin is as it sounds. That a person be fearful to violate the words of Hashem his God, because of the punishments that Averos bring about, whether it's physically or spiritually. And this is definitely an easy thing, because everybody loves themselves, and they're afraid for themselves. And there's nothing that will distance him from doing something, much greater than Yira, than fear, that a particular bad thing won't happen to him. The this aspect of fear is something that is only appropriate for people who are more ignorant, the lanoshim, and to women, asher daitan kala, that their minds are more light. But this is not the level of fear that wise people and people with great intellect should have. Hamin asheni hu yiras haromus. The second level is fear of Hashem's exaltedness. Busha adam yirchag min hachatoim. And this is that a person should distance himself from sin, v'lo yasim, and not do them, mimekvodo hagodlo yizbarach shmo, because of the great honor for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki eich yekal v'eich yerav, how could a person be so light and make it sweet to libo shel basar adam, to the heart of a person of flesh and blood, shafal v'nimos, who is lowly and despicable, lasos dover neged v'sono shel abori yizbarach, v'yasal shmo. How could he do it, something against the will of his creator, who is so exalted? This type of fear is not so easy to attain it. Because this will not come about. It only comes through knowledge and intellect. To contemplate the greatness of Hashem. And on the lowliness of man. These are all offshoots and outsprings of an intellect that understands and is very intellectual. And this is the fear, Asher Samnua, that we classified, Lechelek Sheni, to the second category, Me'echer Mechalki HaChasidus, to one of the divisions of Chasidus of piety, Asher Zachanu, like I already mentioned. Bo Yevosh Ha'odam, with this a person will be embarrassed, the Yechrod, and he'll be afraid, but Omdo Lefnei Kono, when he stands before his Creator, his Palel, to Davin, Olavod Kol Avoda, or to do any Avodas Hashem, or any service of Hashem. This is the praiseworthy fear that the great pious ones of the world had been praised with. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu says in Devarim, to fear Hashem, the one who is awesome and honorable, Hashem your God. This fear that we are now explaining, which is fear of sin, which is an aspect of fearing Hashem's exaltedness, is really like its own category. And this is, it means that a person should always be afraid and worried about his actions, Penis Ariv Bam Eza Shemetchit, lest there be mixed into it any little bit of sin. O Penye Yesham Eza Dover, or maybe there'll be something there, Koton or Gother, small or big, Shein Alfi Golda Kvodi Yisbara Verom Lishmo, that is not in accordance with the greatness of the honor and the exaltedness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you see the great connection between this fear, the fear of sin, and the fear of Hashem's exaltedness. The purpose of both of them is to not do something against the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His honor. But the difference between them is that because of this difference, it will be considered a different category and it will be called a different title. Who it is? Kiyiras haromos hu b'shas hamaisa. Fear of Hashem's greatness is at the time of action. O b'shas ha'avoda, or when you're doing the avodas Hashem. O b'ferek ha'avera, or at the time when you're actually doing an avera. The hainu, which is o b'shashu omid mispal lo ovid, either at a time when you're standing before Hashem to daven or to do His avoda. She'oz yevosh v'yikolim. And then he will be embarrassed and ashamed. Yirash v'yirod, he'll be trembling and frightened. Mipnei rum kvodi yisbarach, because of the great honor of Hashem. O b'shoshim izdamenes haveira lefanov, or if a sin comes about your way, v'hu makir ba shi haveira, and you recognize that it's a sin, sheyazov milasosa, that you'll refrain from doing it. Laman asher lo yase dover lamros eini kvodo, in order that you not do anything to rebel against the honor of Hashem. Chas v'chalbila, chas v'shalom. Ach yiras hachit, he b'chol eis of v'choshoa. But fear of sin is something that's at all times and every hour. Shehine b'chol rega hu yore pen yekosho v'yase dover. Because at every moment this person is fearful. Maybe he'll stumble, v'yase dover or chatzi dover, or he'll do something or even part of something. Sheyiyye nege kvod shemu yizbarach. That'll be against the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'akei nikres yiras chet. That's why it's titled yiras chet, fear of sin. Ki yikara, because its root principle is yira min hachet, fear of sin, that it shouldn't enter and get mixed into his actions, because of either negligence or laxity, or from just being ignorant, in whatever way it may be. On this it says in Mishlei, praiseworthy is a person who is constantly fearful. And Chazal explained this in Brachos, that pasuk is referring to specifically things of Torah. Because even when a person doesn't see a certain stumbling block in front of his eyes, his heart has to be trembling within him. Because maybe a stumbling block is hidden by his feet and he's not guarded from it. And on this fear, Moshe Rabbeinu says about that in Shmos, in order that his fear be on your faces, in order that you not do sin. This is the main purpose of fear, that a person be fearful, mizdazea, and tremble, tamid, consistently. Until this fear never ever leaves him. Because then for sure, this person will not come to do sin. And if he does, it will be considered like a mishap. Yeshaya says in his nevuah, and on this I will look to somebody who is poor and downtrodden, the chorid al devari, and who trembles for the word of Hashem. The David HaMelech ishtabeach b'zeh, and David HaMelech was praised for this. But Omar, and it says in Tehillim, Sorim redofuni chinam, officers have chased after me for nothing, umidvorcha pach alibi, and from your word my heart has fear. Ruchvam ratzonu shamalachim hagadolim haramim, and we find that the malachim, the great uplifted malachim, charedim v'roashim tomim mimnei geyos Hashem, they are trembling and fearful constantly before the greatness of Hashem. Ad she'omru zechron lebracha b'mishel chachmasam, until Chazal say in a mashal of the wisdom of this, Nahar dinar meheichan yotzei, where does the river of dinar come from? Mezeyosin shachayos, from the sweat of the chayos, the types of malachim. V'umimnei ha'ema asher aleihem tamid, because this is from the constant fear that they have, meirom uzo yizbarach, from the exaltedness of Hashem. Pen yedru davar katon min hakavod, lest they be lacking something, even small, from the honor of Hashem, the Hakadosh HaRoy Lefanav, and the holiness that is required before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol sha sh'nigleis ha'shechina al eze mekom sh'yeh, and at every moment that the Shechina is revealed in any place that it may be, k'var rokod v'rosh v'rogaz, there already was fear and trembling and fright. V'humah sh'omra ha'dchosev, and this is what the Pasuk in Shoftim says, Eretz rosha gam shomayim notofu mimnei Hashem. that the land was shaken and the Shemayim was dripping before Hashem. Ve'omer, and the Pasuk in Yeshayah says, Lu karaso Shemayim v'yoradta. Is it for them that you tore open the Shemayim and you came down? Miponecha harim nozolu, and before you the mountains flowed. Kol shekein b'nei ha'odom, all the more so people, sheroi sheyirgizu v'yirashu, that it's proper for them to tremble and be fearful, b'yodom, shelifnei Hashem heim omdin tamid, when they realize that they are standing before Hashem constantly. B'nakel lehem lasos eizadovar she'enu lefi romu was kvodo yizbarashmo. And how could it be easy for them to do an action that is not according to the exaltedness and the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? V'ma shomer Eliphaz le'Iyov, and this is what Eliphaz told to Iyov, Ma enosh ki yizke v'chi yitzitok yulurisha, who is a man that he will be meritorious? And will the man born from a woman be just? Hein v'kadoshev lo yamin, he and his angels doesn't put trust. V'shamayim lo zochu be'enov, and the heavens are not pure in his eyes. V'omer, and furthermore it says, Hein ba'avodav lo yamin, in his servants he doesn't trust. V'malachav yosim tohala, and he finds fault with his angels. Af shochnei vatei chomer, so to those who dwell in houses of clay, asher ba'afra yosodom, that they come from dirt, Yidakum lifnei ash, they'll be crushed down before the maggots. Kihine al kain tzarech vade. Because of this, a person surely needs to sheyecharet tamid, that he constantly be trembling, be yirash, and be fearful kol adam, every single person. Uchamemer alihu, like Elihu says, af lazos yecharet libi, even for this my heart should tremble, v'yitar mimkomo, and is moved from its place. Shimu shamoa baroges kolo, when I hear the wrath of his voice. Zosi hayira hamitis, this is the true fear, sheroi li'isha chosid, that a pious individual, shetia alponav tamid, that he should constantly have on his face, v'lo toser mimenu, and it should never leave him. Ah, however, chelke hayira hazos, the divisions of this type of fear, shnayim, are two. Ha'echad hu behove, o asid, one is in the present or the future, v'hasheni be'over, and the second is in the past. Behovehu, in the present it is, sheyia ha'odam yori v'doeg, a person should be fearful and worried, Amasha hu osa, on what he is doing, or amasha hodech las osa, or what he is going to do, penyihye vo dovar, maybe there'll be something, o penyikonis bo, or maybe I'll enter into him, eze dovar asher lo lefi kvodu yisbarach, something that is not honorable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chomoshe is karting lamayla, like we had mentioned before. The avar, in the past, hu sheyihye ha'odam choshev tamir, that a person should constantly think, amasha kvar osa, on that which he already did, the yira v'yidog, and he should be fearful and worried, that maybe some type of sin came out from his hands without him even knowing. This is like the story with Bava ben Buta. He used to bring an Ashram Toli every single day. And Iov, after the party for his sons, he went and he brought korban olos according to the number of all of them. Iov says, maybe my sons made a sin. Regarding Moshe and Aaron, the inyan shemen hamishka, with the anointing oils, shemashach Moshe Aaron, that Moshe Rabbeinu anointed Aaron with, sharenemrabo, it says there in the pasuk in Shmos, al basar adam lo yisach, it cannot be anointed on the flesh of man. Ula Aaron nitzavashim shehuubo, but for Aaron it was commanded that he does anoint him with. And they were afraid, maybe they did something, some possible way they did it, that they conducted themselves in a way that it wasn't for the mitzvah. And this is what Chazal say in Horios. Moshe Rabbeinu was worried about this, and he said, maybe I had used inappropriately the holy anointing oils. Yotza Baskol v'omra, the Baskol came out and said, Kashemen hatov al arosh, yored al hazakan zakan Aaron, just like the good oil that goes on the head and runs down the beard of Aaron, Ketal Chermon, it's like the dew of the mountain of Chermon. Matal Chermon, Embo Mila, just like the dew that comes from the mountain of Chermon, doesn't have the halach of Mila applying to it. Afshamina Mishcha, Shebizkan Aaron, so too the anointing oils that went down Aaron's beard, Embo Mila, has no Mila to it also. Vaidayin Haya Aaron Doeg, but then Aaron was worried. Shema Moshe lo mo'al vani mo'alti. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do Mila, but maybe I did Mila. Yotza Baskol v'amrlo, a Baskol came and told Aaron, Hine matova manoim, sheves achim gam yochad. Behold, how good and how pleasant, brothers dwelling together. Ma Moshe lumal, just like Moshe didn't commit me'ila, avata lumalta, so to you did not commit the Isra of me'ila. Harelecho, we see from this, midotim shel chasidim, that the attributes, the traits of chasidim, of pious individuals are, shafilu b'mitzvah she'osu, even when they're doing a mitzvah, They would be worried and say, maybe there's some aspect that got mixed into it that's no good. And Avram, after he went to help the son of his brother Lot, that he returned him, he was fearful and he said, maybe his actions weren't completely and entirely pure. This is what Chazal say in Bereshis Rabba, Al Posek, on the Posek of Al Tira Avram. Hashem said in Bereshis to Avram, don't be afraid, Avram. Rabbi Levi Omar, Rabbi Levi says, Lefi Shehaya Avram is Pachi Vomer. Avram was afraid and he said, Bein Kulu Chlus and Shaurakti, among all the masses of people that I killed, Shemahaya Beneim Tzadik Echad, or Yeresha Mayim Echad, maybe there was a righteous individual among them, or somebody who feared Hashem among them. Lefi Chach Nemarlo, therefore it was told to him, Al Tira Avram, don't be afraid, Avram. And Tana de Belio says, Altira Avram, don't be afraid, Avram. Ain Omim Altira, don't be afraid. Elamishu Yore Shemayim Lamito. The only time we use this phrase of don't be afraid is when somebody is a true fearer of God. Vizos Hayira Hamitas Shamrola, and this is the absolutely true fear of God that we've said about it in the Gemara and Brachos. Ain Lola Kalish Barachu Baolamo, Ela Otsar Shayiras Shemayim Bilvar. That Hashem only has in this world a storehouse of fear of Hashem alone. Shirak la Moshe haya kala hasiga mimei rov devekuso boyiz barashmo. Because only to Moshe Rabbeinu it was easy to attain because of his immense connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki ha'achirim vadei she'achomer monea godol hulahem. Because for sure for other people, their physicality is a great hindrance from them to attain this level of Yiras Shemayim. Omnam kol chosiv lechosid, but every pious individual, roi lo li'ishtadel, it's appropriate for him to put work into, lahasig mimena kol mash yuchal, to attain from this as much as he can. And it says in Tehillim, Yiru es Hashem Kedoshav. Those who are holy fear Hashem.